Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Wednesday, March 27th. On today's show, Climate First announces its second cohort of Israeli climate tech startups, while African B2B e-commerce giant Wasoko sees a markdown to $260 million after VC halve stake. Plus, a local startup launches AI productivity software targeting blue-collar service companies. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with a focus on the Israeli-European climate accelerator, Climate First, which has announced its second cohort of climate tech startups. These companies recently embarked on a UK roadshow connecting Israeli innovation with the British climate tech ecosystem. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Startups. Can you tell us more about this initiative?
Certainly, David. This initiative is part of Climate First's 8-week scale-up program, which aims to boost Israeli companies to the forefront of climate innovation. The participating startups had the opportunity to meet with local government officials, senior executives, asset managers, and climate tech VC firms in the UK.
What's the main goal of the Climate First program?
The Climate First program is designed for high-impact startups that aim to lead early-stage innovation and reduce global emissions by 100 million tons of CO2 annually. The program connects these startups with a global network of experts, investors, and partners to facilitate international expansion, funding acquisition, and sales growth.
Can you tell us about the startups that are part of this second cohort?
Absolutely. The second cohort includes 9 startups. Carbon Blue is innovating in carbon dioxide separation from water for industrial applications. Chiral Energies develops technology to control the spin of electrons to improve efficiency in batteries, electrolyzers, and fuel cells. Climate Crop is working on improving crop yields and adaptability to new climate realities through photosynthesis improvement. First Airborne is focusing on wind turbine monitoring for enhanced energy production. Nitrofix is developing a chemical solution for the production of emission-free green ammonia. RepAir produces energy-efficient, large-scale, direct air carbon capture technology, requiring 70% less energy than conventional processes. SolCold develops a novel cooling coating that cools any object it covers without consuming electricity. XFloat is designing optimized floating solar fields for land and sea to generate electricity. And finally, Polymertal offers sustainable, lightweight metal alternatives for industrial use, lowering weight electricity consumption.
That's quite a diverse range of startups. What was the outcome of their UK visit?
The delegation's journey began with a welcoming event at the UK's House of Lords. They then met with representatives from investment funds such as BlackRock, Temasek, Decarbonization Partners, Beyond Net Zero, General Atlantic, BP, Shell, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Barclays, Centrica, Coca-Cola, HSBC, EBRD, Just Climate, and others. The goal was to connect these startups with leading UK financial investment houses to facilitate progress in climate innovation and particularly in the reduction of carbon emissions.
That's certainly a promising initiative. Thanks for sharing, Bella. In other startup news, Swedish investment firm VNV Global, known for backing startups in various sectors, has cut the value of its holding in Wasoko, an African B2B e-commerce startup, by 48%. This comes as per its annual report for 2023. Here to delve into this development is our correspondent from Simply Startups. Can you tell us more about this markdown and what it means for Wasoko?
Certainly, David. VNV Global has set Wasoko's fair value at around $260 million as of December 2023. This valuation is based on VNV's 4.2% stake in the startup, which it values at $10.9 million. This is a significant markdown from the $501 million valuation VNV gave Wasoko in Q4 2022, just months after the startup closed a $125 million Series B investment at a $625 million valuation.
What led to this drastic reduction in valuation?
VNV Global attributes its fair value estimate to a valuation model based on trading multiples of public peers rather than historical funding rounds. It's also worth noting that Wasoko disclosed in December 2023 that it received only $113 million of the total funding raised in the Series B round, which could have influenced the markdown.
How has Wasoko responded to this markdown?
Wasoko has stated that it's proud to have VNV Global as one of its major investors, and that VNV has not reduced its shareholding in Wasoko. The company sees VNV's continued holdings as a clear signal of expected long-term value growth. It's also important to note that this report from VNV Global preceded the announcement of Wasoko's merger with its Egyptian counterpart, MaxAB.
Speaking of the merger, what can you tell us about Wasoko's operations and its merger with MaxAB?
Wasoko, one of Africa's largest B2B grocery marketplaces, secures agreements with major suppliers like P&G and Unilever, offering goods at competitive prices. It has expanded from Kenya to 6 additional African markets and reported $300 million in gross merchandise value on an annualized basis by 2022. However, the company has recently shifted its focus from aggressive expansion to profitability, implementing cost-saving measures and even shuttering hubs in certain regions. The merger with MaxAB is expected to be finalized by the end of this month.
And what about MaxAB? What's their story?
MaxAB operates a food and grocery B2B e-commerce platform in Egypt and Morocco. Despite raising over $100 million, MaxAB found itself in financial peril last year. The structure of the new combined entity with Wasoko still remains unclear, but both companies anticipate that together, they will be able to offer a fresh lifeline to their pursuit to lead the continent's B2B e-commerce industry profitably.
That was Simply Startups reporter Michael with a significant development in the African B2B e-commerce space. Speaking of significant developments, let's turn our attention to a Richmond-based tech company, Rising Tide. They're making waves in the blue-collar sector with a new AI tool aimed at improving efficiency and knowledge retention among employees at service companies. Following the product launch, Rising Tide also secured $650,000 in investor funding to expand its team. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Startups. Can you tell us more about this new product and its intended purpose?
Certainly, David. Rising Tide's new product addresses a common issue faced by many service companies. Workers in roles such as repairmen or delivery drivers typically rely on their personal experiences to perform their tasks. As a result, the knowledge of seasoned workers often gets lost as employees come and go. Rising Tide's software aims to combat this issue by building online toolkits that feature employee-created videos and audio files. These resources can be accessed via a mobile app and used by workers in the field to learn about various aspects of their job.
Interesting. So how does the AI come into play in this scenario?
The AI is used to replicate and distribute the knowledge of experienced employees to newer ones. For instance, if a seasoned worker has specific tips or insights about a task, the AI can take that information, replicate it, and then guide other employees on how to do it. The system utilizes generative artificial intelligence, which learns as it goes, making it a powerful tool for knowledge management.
What about the content of these resources? Who is responsible for creating them?
The employees themselves are the ones creating these how-to resources. They bring their content expertise to the table, while Rising Tide focuses on replicating the technology. The goal is to facilitate the sharing of knowledge with the AI learning as it goes.
I see. And how does blockchain technology fit into all of this?
Rising Tide's program also uses blockchain technology to build a permanent and accessible database of records. This can include warranties, billing information, and other data that employees can reference in a single place. It's a way of keeping all necessary information organized and easily accessible.
It seems like a unique approach. How has the market responded to Rising Tide's product so far?
As of early March, Rising Tide had 15 to 20 businesses subscribed to its service. The company launched its software service, called the Rising Tide, in January. This was followed by a successful investor round that raised $650,000, which is being used to grow the team. The company currently has 6 employees and plans to increase its headcount to 10 by June.
What's next for Rising Tide?
Rising Tide is planning to raise a future $2.5 million capital round. The company was established in 2022 and initially focused on last-mile delivery. However, after service companies expressed interest in what Rising Tide was doing, the startup expanded its efforts. It's a promising venture that's certainly worth keeping an eye on.
Thanks for the insights, Abby. Now, shifting our focus to the global tech scene, GTECH's Africa 2024 is gearing up to welcome thousands of influential figures from the startup and tech community at its second annual event in Marrakech, Morocco. The three-day event, scheduled for May 29 to 31, follows the success of its inaugural conference last year, which saw over 35,000 participants and 900 exhibitors from 128 countries. Here to discuss more about this is our correspondent, Celeste. Can you tell us more about the significance of GTECH Africa?
Certainly, David. GTECH Africa is a major event that showcases the growing energy, curiosity, and demand for digital advancement from Africa. The continent is outpacing even mature, developed continents in this regard. The event is a platform for great knowledge sharing and collaboration opportunities between the public and private sectors and businesses across the world. It features a wide range of tech, including the much-hyped AI in society and business.
What are some of the highlights of this year's event?
This year's event will feature a startup pitch competition with a prize of $100,000 and certified training and workshops on topics including generative AI, developing blockchain, and data science application. GTECH Africa 2024 will also host its North Star Africa Startup Showcase, highlighting entrepreneurs and founders from the continent. Notable speakers include Raz Bachar from Microsoft for Startups, Melis Carraro from Catalyst Fund, and Tosin Eniolarunda from Monipoint, among others.
And what about local startups? Are they participating in the event?
Yes, Moroccan startups that are advancing tech and innovation across the region are also returning to GTECH Africa. These include Morocco Data Center, Zen Networks, Data Protect, and Mohamed VI Polytechnic University, the show's official R&D partner. The university is not just a leading R&D collaborator, but also a beacon of innovation, aiming to nurture and scale deep tech ventures across Africa.
Why should European startups consider attending this event?
GTECH Africa 2024 offers attendees the chance to network with professionals operating in sectors covering the cloud and IoT, cybersecurity, digital health, future finance, consumer tech, telecoms, and AI. It's an opportunity for visitors to meet potential investors, learn from influential speakers in their respective sectors, and meet the latest emerging startup talent. Despite a global slowdown in venture capital, African tech startups raised a total of $6.5 in 2022, up 8% year on year. This makes Africa an attractive destination for international investors.
That's certainly something to look forward to. Thanks for the insights, Celeste. And on that note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.